Well, just the lead-in just changed the lineup. This is West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Piketa, Lauren Smith. Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga is on the lifeline. Thank you for doing this morning, Congressman.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be with you. And, that was quite the lead-in of the call your members of Congress and tell them to get spending under control. Amen, hallelujah.
So what are you hearing out there? We have supply chain issues, inflation. We have gas prices, which are rough. What can we do at the federal level? Now, the Fed acted this week with interest rates. What else can we do to try to help?
Well, get spending under control. This was amazing. Last week, Democrats on our Financial Services Committee held a hearing. The causes of inflation, and they put in there literally it was price gouging, right? So they were arguing that the only reason why we have seen prices increase, whether it's for food or fuel or anything else, is corporate greed. And it's like, this is like the basics of 1 + 1 = 2 in economics. This is not what's going on. So we know that we have a spending problem. The spending problem and monetary policy problem that we have, basically just all this money has been flooded into the system, accounts for about 40% of all the inflation that we're seeing. Fuel is about 20%. Labor is about 20%, and then supply chain is about 20%. Well, if we can control the fuel situation, right, or at least ease the fuel situation, that will help. And how do we do that? We send the signals of opening up the Keystone Pipeline, making sure that we send the signals to the world that the U.S. is once again going towards energy independence. That will help alleviate that cost, that price, that speculation that happens in that field. Get people back to work. We have to stop sending stimulus checks. We need to incentivize people getting back into the workforce. We know that labor participation rates are down, especially for younger people. Older people have gone back to work. Younger people have not gone back to work at the way that they had pre-pandemic. And if we can get our spending under control rather than doing what the Biden administration is hoping to do, which is spend even more money and throw more money out into the economy, that's how we start tamping this down.
Congressman, let's talk about the Russian sanctions and the war in Ukraine. And how effective are those working?
Well, certainly they are causing pain. Now, the Russians seem to be trying to mitigate that as much as possible. And back in 2014, after they invaded Crimea, there was some sanctions that were put in place, I would argue, not as powerful. But what the Russians did is they built up about $600 billion into their central bank. And that basically is a hedge against, okay, if and when we have to go to war somewhere and we get sanctioned, we're going to have this additional cash. What the sanctions that have been put in place are going after is not just the companies and the oligarchs as they should, but also the Russian central bank. And that's been putting on some significant pressure that they have not had previously. I just hope it's not too little too late.
Speaking of pressure, the Senate passed bipartisan legislation on Tuesday to repeal the federal mask mandate for travel. You argued yesterday for the House to take up that vote.
Yeah, absolutely. This doesn't make any sense. You know, we were all watching March Madness, and way to go, St. Petersburg, or St. Peter's for blowing up everybody's bracket. But here we got arenas filled with thousands of people. They go to the bar or the restaurant afterwards. Kids are in school now, and yet when they go home on a plane or a metro or a bus or even an Uber, they're required to have a mask on. It just doesn't make any sense. And for once, the Senate actually saw the light. Now it's time for the House to actually do this, too.
Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga, thanks for your time this morning.
All right, good to be with you guys. Talk to you soon.